Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. You know, you have shared your story here, and I want to give you the opportunity to say you're not just talking from an intellectual or from head knowledge here.
Yeah. Well, one of my daughters, my daughter Kelly, unbeknownst to me, she was away at school in Michigan, became pregnant, and went off and had an abortion. Didn't tell me. I didn't know for several years later. She dropped out of school after a few months, but she was claiming to be homesick and wanted to come home. And she eventually took the rest of that year off and went back into college the following year. But it wasn't until about 2 years later that she actually told me. And I said to her, Kelly, you know I would have helped you through this with all the work I do. You know, Daddy and I are pro-life. This is our grandchild. I said, why didn't you come to me? And she said, Mom, I didn't want to disappoint you and Dad. And as I tell my story, I have other grandparents sharing with me that they too have found out that their daughter had an abortion. And it's the same reaction. You know, so those of us in the pro-life movement, because we're active, because we teach our kids, you know, if everything happens, please come to me. There's still that, they don't want to disappoint you, or that shame factor. And so unfortunately, I lost a grandchild to abortion. And so therefore, for me, it's a very personal issue. I deeply understand the problem that you feel. I mean, I have now a grandchild up in heaven. And of course, my daughter and I, we went through a healing program together. We did the Dr. Nay's Hope Alive program. And, you know, we have a great relationship and everything, but we still lost that child. You know, with all you do, you say, how come I couldn't prevent the abortion of my own grandchild? So it's a deep wound, but I know the Lord has forgiven. She knows the Lord's forgiven her. She's forgiven herself. And, you know, you have to move on, but we'll always recall it, as I said.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.